Insurance. It's not the most exciting thing to talk about, but saving money is. Don't you just get the best feeling when you save money? Well, that's where the Canopy Group comes in. Most insurance companies have one agent representing one company. That's really limiting, isn't it? That's why Paul Borchert and Jeff McDonald created the Canopy Group. They give you 30 specialists with 16 separate insurance companies to find you the best deal. I mean, some of the names you'll recognize, like Nationwide and Progressive, some you won't. But here's what you get with the Canopy Group, an agency that will shop for the best possible coverage from all these different companies. And as your needs change, the Canopy Group continues to find you the best coverage, and numbers don't lie. The Canopy Group, just as last year, saved their new clients an average of $810 on auto and home insurance. Yeah, what are you waiting for? Find out more at thecanopygroup.com or call 800-967-3389. The best coverage at the best price? It's the Canopy Group.
Crisco, Dez, and Ryan.
After Hours.
Oh boy, joined by a special guest filling in for Dez while she's out. It's the lovely TJ.
Thank you very much. Yep. Thank you very much.
Now, yeah. Your husband listened to the podcast where I gushed.
He did.
And
now he refers to himself as Reeky. Especially when he's trying to be sexy. I'm like, you stop it right now.
Oh, that's fantastic. I yeah. love it. So was he upset? Does he have a restraining order against me? What do I need to know?
No, we were laughing so hard. It's actually been a long time since I've seen him laugh that hard.
Oh, good. Oh,
yeah, sad he thought and it good. Was hilarious.
He's like, so the gay dude at work is fascinated by me. Interesting. Well, he's a 20-something physical trainer, right?
He's just so handsome. It's like, you know, what do you do?
Yeah.
He's tall, dark, and handsome. I get it.
Come on. Yeah. He's had people fawn over him before.
Him yeah, and I know. It. We yeah. know all about it.
Okay, what are you putting yourself into this conversation for?
I mean, I'm not obviously Reeky, but you know, we get it.
No, you don't
Same
get
camp.
It. No.
Same camp, different guys.
Okay, you know? All right.
I even have listeners commenting on his pictures on my Instagram.
Oh, yeah?
And they're like, Ryan is so right.
Reeky is so hot.
Funny.
Well, the dude knows how to take a good photo. That's what it is.
Yeah, he's very photogenic. For
he
sure.
is. Yeah. And does he bring it up at home? Like, you are lucky to be with me.
Yeah, he does like to remind me.
Yeah.
Yeah, he gets those moments. He cleans, he cooks. He's like, you are lucky. I'm like, you know, I really should appreciate you more. And he's like, these little eyes, you know, like, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right. You should worship at the house of Reeky more often. Well, that's great. I'm glad listeners can appreciate how hot your husband is.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And then I asked him, I go, so has anyone followed you since all this started? And he's like, no. I'm like, really? I was surprised, but he's private. And I was like, oh, I'm so glad you're private right now.
Well, you share all the good photos anyway.
Yeah, it's true.
So, yeah. I mean, unless he's sharing just the gym selfies on his own page.
No, he doesn't have any of those. I'd make fun of him.
Then you Ryan's would? About to get an Instagram account.
I don't have Instagram.
No, I know you would get one if Reeky started showing off some body shots.
That's your only follow.
He doesn't ever post. He's literally just on there checking it out.
It's just, it'd be a creepogram. That's what mine would be, just to like follow people and look at their hot pictures. That's just sad, isn't it? Oh my goodness. All right. Well, there's a way to be a really great mom, and Crisco seems to think Dez doesn't have it. Now, I think Dez is a great mom. What do you mean?
I'm not disrespecting her, but according to these moms,
yeah.
Dez does not make the cut for a cool mom.
A cool mom. Okay, got yes. it. So she's not a cool mom. She wears denim. She's on top of all the latest trends.
You're yeah. actually hurting her case.
She's on the radio.
Yeah, that makes her cool right there.
Yeah, but her kid is a little embarrassed by her.
Well,
talking about her all the time.
That's true.
So this is what they said makes a cool mom, according to Mothers and Fathers, okay?
Okay.
It says kids who are talked to with their parents openly about everything. Dez is a little scared to talk to her about the important things, like the fact that she calls it a pergyne, and Dez won't tell her the real word for it.
She does refer to it as her pergyne.
She calls it her pergyne, TJ, and Dez is just like, that's adorable and cute, and we're never going to change it. It's always going to be a pergyne.
We call it a JJ.
Oh.
Millie just says, my JJ. She calls it a JJ.
My JJ.
What does that come up in conversation
JJ.
For?
Well, that's actually what TJ calls it with Reeky, too.
Come get mama's JJ.
No.
Oh my gosh.
Let's move on.
Okay, we're going to move on.
Let's just be done.
She's not a cool mom. We're just going to move on. And that's the end of that story. Ryan, what else do you have?
Well, what makes her a really cool mom is the fact that she urinates on the side of the road.
That's true.
Seriously, did you see this photo I sent you guys? This guy had to pull over, and he said to his wife, hey, why don't you go pee behind the car because no one can see you back there? And then he turned on the backup camera, and he had her squatted down behind the vehicle and took a picture of it.
That is perfect.
That is so awful.
I mean, terrible, because he's sharing it with people.
Oh.
But that's what you get for peeing on the side of the road.
We do it all the time.
Oh my God.
TJ.
The amount of times my kid has had to pee on the side of the road is ridiculous.
Your kid or you?
And me. I've done it in a Taco Bell drive-thru once. So when you gotta go, you gotta go. There's not a rush. I'd rather pee outside than in an outhouse.
Oh, what?
Yes.
You and Des are literally the same person.
Yes, I'm not in an outhouse.
I don't understand who's like, oh man, I have to go so bad. I'm gonna go to the bathroom in a parking lot.
Well, when you gotta go, you gotta go.
But didn't you, I mean, isn't it the rule of being like a kid when your parents said, make sure you go before you leave?
Well, it's a surprise.
Oh boy. Is it just because there's a women of a certain age? Is that what we're finding out?
No, actually. But you drink a lot on the way to wherever you're going. You're like, I just have to pee so bad.
That has never happened to me.
Well, you know what they make now at Walmart?
What?
Bottle. You can buy it for $12. It's a bottle, like a plastic bottle. And then it's got a lid on the top of it, but it's not closed. It's open. So if you have to pee in the car, you pee in it. They sell it at the freaking store for $12.99.
You know, I had brought up my love of chicken and a biscuit crackers. And now that suddenly sounds dirty for some reason. Thanks, Crisco.
Sorry, I didn't mean to make that sound dirty.
Chicken and a biscuit.
Chicken and a biscuit.
Somebody texted in, try dipping your chicken and a biscuit crackers in vanilla ice cream. Game changer.
I don't know if that would be good.
No.
I mean the cracker. Now, this is another one Ryan would get sick about, because I've seen a lot of people with their Frosty at Wendy's. Mm-hmm. They'll dip chicken nuggets and french fries in it.
I don't get that either.
I don't get it. It's a huge thing. People are like, you got to try it. Nothing about chicken and ice cream really makes me go, dang, that sounds good.
No. And then more people shared some of their simple pleasures, the things they just love. My simple pleasure is a stuffed Oreo. My husband's is a smoothie. Chips and ice cream, just something about the salty sweet combo, or potato skins. It's a toss up.
Either one, potatoes heavy.
Other people texted in spotting a bird you've never seen before.
What does that even mean?
That's a simple pleasure. Oh, look at that. How old are you? 74?
That's a naked breasted one.
Seeing flowers and trees blossoming. That's a simple pleasure.
Yeah. I mean, that's one.
I mean, home cooking. Come on.
Yeah.
You know that's a good one.
You know what Vaughn made for me last night?
Oh, what?
Because he knew I wasn't feeling well. And he's like, you want some comfort food? I said, yes. And I said, oh, maybe some tater tot hot dish. That would be so good. And so he made tater round hot dish.
Tater round?
Oh, with the round ones instead of the tall ones?
Yeah. He didn't have tater tots. So instead, he used tater rounds, the little thin round tater
tots
that are round. Yes. The little flat ones that they look like they were full grown tots. And then someone went
silver dollar or like a quarter. Yeah.
Yeah. And I said, that's blasphemous. What did you do? And he's like, oh, it's the same thing. I go, it's not the same thing. It's
not
completely
at
different.
All.
It's not tater tot hot dish. It's tater round dish.
Oh, it really does change the whole flavor of it.
Yes. So, I mean, I will say it was delightful. You know why? Because when they're tater rounds, they're shorter and squatty. And when you bake them, they get crispier.
Mm, oh, see, I do like that. I'm not about the squishy, mushy tater tots.
So they were crispy, crunchy tater rounds. He may have invented something amazing, an update to tater tot hot dish.
Okay, I might have to try that with the rounds.
Just saying. He put the broiler on at the end just to really crisp them up and then melt the cheese on top.
Oh, and then did he go, somebody was being a little bit fussy over here.
Yeah.
That's what that was.
Yeah, it was amazing. Okay, other things people love, fresh donuts.
Donuts are the best thing in the world.
Do you know that I cannot drive by a donut shop without saying that?
I know.
Either I say it or Vaughn has to say it. Donuts are the best thing in the world. TJ, we can play it for you because you haven't heard it. This is where that inspiration comes from. I believe we have it right here.
what goes better with coffee than donuts? Donuts are the best thing in the world.
Yep, that is a true statement, and I stand by it to this day.
They're pretty good.
Best thing in the world. Cuddling in bed on a Saturday morning with my pups, finishing a good book. Yeah, I mean, listening to your favorite song. That's just simple pleasures in life. I love it. Oh,
yes, I love it. Music just takes you to a place you need to go to sometimes.
Mm, but chicken and a biscuit, seriously.
How come no one said car fries?
Yeah.
You get warm fries, eat your fries in the car.
Car fries?
Car fries are the best.
I'm a dude who eats driving sandwiches, and I think that's weird.
You do not want to eat your fries when you get home. They're just cold and mushy. Car fries,
TJ,
so yummy.
Your steering wheel must be disgusting. It's a petri dish of grease and nasty.
I do remember when Ricky and I first started dating.
It's Ricky.
Ricky. When Ricky and I first started dating, he...
Ulcer humps a lot. Go ahead.
Yeah, I get in my car the next day, one day, and I was like, oh my God, my car is clean. Now, most people would be like, oh, that's the sweetest thing ever. And I went into full on panic mode.
Why?
I was like, he's going to hate me. My car must have been so disgusting when he cleaned it. He said the amount of French fries on the floor was astronomical.
Okay, can anyone explain to me, and what is it with these good looking guys like Taylor and Ricky that they see in Dez and TJ? Please.
I can't believe he still wanted to date me after that. It was horrifying.
Can anyone explain this?
I don't know.
The draw?
What happened in their lives with their parents that they felt the need to be your caretakers?
Yes.
And again, you said when you met, which means you didn't have a kid, which means all those fries belong to you.
Yeah. He still wanted to date me after that, and I have no idea why. Literally none. I thought for sure it was over when I saw my car clean.
Do you imagine Ricky probably went in and saw those fries and went, who broke into this car?
And he's a trainer, right? So he doesn't really eat fries, definitely not fries in the car. And here I am just shoving fries in my mouth before I get home so he can't watch me eat fries.
Oh my God. So sad.
Did you at that point go, I have to marry him. He's going to just take care of me for the rest of my life. Ricky, will you marry me?
No. Right then I was like, I'm for sure this relationship is done.
Do you know that, no joke, Dez has a husband who probably does what, Ryan?
Oh.
85?
I was going to say 90%.
90, I was going to say 92. 90% of everything.
Yeah.
Everything. And she'll come in, she's like, I'm so busy. I've got so many mom responsibilities and I've got so many things. And then she'll be like, Taylor did this and he made dinner and he took care of the kids and he put them to bed and I'm just exhausted.
Well, when you wake up early, it's hard.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Yeah.
Oh, amen to that.
Yeah. She's the only woman who has it hard. Jeez. Okay. So do we believe in UFOs and aliens?
I don't want to believe in them, but then just this morning there was a video on TMZ of the a triangular shape floating through the air. How does that explain?
And government's confirmed it. They don't know what it is, and they're declassifying all this UFO stuff, saying, "Hey guys,
they're preparing us.
They are
for an alien invasion. Like we told you, don't be surprised now."
I mean, it would be the next worst thing that could happen after COVID.
Oh man, right?
So, I just feel like it's something we all need to kind of brace for, don't you think?
Yes.
Yeah, it's so much so that they are actually putting betting odds in it right now. There are betting odds that aliens will not only be proven to exist, but this year, 2021, they have all different kinds of odds, 500 to 1, 25 to 1, that we are going to see aliens this year.
Hasn't it been dropped down to 20 to 1?
Because 20 to 1, yes.
They're fairly convinced it's just going
to
happen.
Oh, it's gone from 5,000 to 1 down to 20 to 1. I mean, come on.
I mean, it would be kind of cool, but if they have the technology to get here, it's not because they want a vacation, you know, in the Wisconsin Dells.
Yeah.
They traveled across the galaxy to do something pretty intense.
They went, you know what? I feel like civilization is at its weakest right now.
Right.
Let's go in and let's take that place over.
They're scouting us out to see where we're vulnerable, and they're figuring out a way to get in here and get what they want. What do they want?
I don't know, but they need to get the hell out of here.
Maybe they're perplexed by Dez, too.
Maybe they are. They just keep hovering over River Falls like, One, why would anybody choose to live there?
What the hell?
And they have that kid, River Falls.
All right. Well, this is pretty funny. A British politician has now fallen for one of the oldest jokes ever. This is a guy named Nigel. He did a cameo video where he wished someone a very happy birthday. He didn't realize he was being pranked. There you go. This is what you deserve, sir, for being on Cameo and taking money. Jeez, right?
Oh, what a dope.
Can't believe he fell for this, but happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Hugh Janus. I've heard you're a massive fan.
And he said it so matter-of-fact.
He fell for that.
Oh. Let's hear that one more time.
Happy birthday, Hugh Janus. I've heard you're a massive fan.
Oh, my gosh. I hope his co-workers at Parliament play that all the time.
Oh, and you know he walked out so confident, like, how many people had cameos for you? I just talked to Hugh Janus in the other room.
Oh, that's great. Hugh Janus. What's your favorite one?
Oh, man. I can't. Now, off the top
Amanda
of my head.
Amanda Hug and Kiss Amanda, has always been a good one.
That's a good one. Seymour Butts.
Seymour Butts.
Seymour Butts is a good one. I mean, come on. We grew up with The Simpsons, which they had it on there all the time.
Yeah.
The prank calls to Mo at the bar. Oh, man.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Now, do you guys, do you continue to watch Steve-O from Jackass?
No.
I do recently just because he is so, like, his journey has been one for the ages. Do you know he's clean and sober for years now?
I did not know that.
And Johnny Knoxville is the one who saved him. Well, they're all filming for the new Jackass movie. Come to find out, he is crazier than he ever was now that he is in a complete peaceful mindset.
Okay.
And so he was on, have you guys heard of the Hot Ones Challenge?
No.
No.
So Hot Ones, you've seen it around. It's the guy who has the 10 different bottles of hot sauce. He has you eat wings and it progressively gets hotter as you go through.
Okay.
So Steve-O has his own line of hot sauce now. He decided at the end of this to say, you know what? Your 10 bottles weren't enough. I'm going to chug an entire bottle. And then, hey, what do you do with it at the end? You just drop a few more drops in your eyeball.
Oh, no.
And, what an idiot. No.
And this is the moment where he drinks it and then pours it into his eyeball.
I want everybody to know that this Steve-O's hot sauce for your butthole is available on Amazon as well as Steve-O.com. And it is delicious.
Wow! Woo! Yeah, that last bit was really unnecessary, man!
Closing season 14, the only way we know how, a love letter to the day one fans.
Oh, I got right in there! Woo!
With Steve-O. Chugging a bottle of hot sauce and going straight to the eyes.
Oh,
but
my.
Why, though?
Because that's what he does. Why would you ever ask a dude why when he has his own body tattooed with himself?
Okay, well, clearly this is someone who doesn't love themselves. If they're willing to hurt themselves all the time, he needs someone to hug him.
Yeah, what if he goes blind?
What an idiot. Jeez,
those guys in the Jackass franchise, I just don't get anymore.
I don't get it either.
I mean, I loved them, watching them when I was younger, but then you hear all these different stories of the new movie that they're working on, and I'm like, you're in your 40s and 50s.
Just say that, aren't they really old?
They're all old. Like, a stunt should be them getting up okay. Like, that should be a huge stunt.
Can you stand up without groaning?
I mean, seriously, this is... Oh, I pulled something. I'm back down. I'm back down. I tap out.
Yeah, what does Jackass look like 20 years from now?
Oh, well, we're going to find out this year, and it's going to be amazing?
Like, you're looking forward to this?
I have to watch it just because of age alone, but you have to be able to download PodMN, podmn.com. You can get gift cards. You can get prizes, amazing things, and your favorite podcast.
All right, PodMN. Riki is waiting for you. You have to go home.
Yeah.
Those sweet dance moves.
Running as fast as I can.
Okay. No car fries, okay?
Yeah, I'll skip that today.
All right. Thanks for hanging out.
You've been listening to Crisco, Dez, and Ryan.
After Hours.